Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Tuesday morning at about 6:05, Carla.
Mike, it's like Thursday. Because tomorrow's our Friday.
Right.
But I realize it's only Tuesday. But if you, you know, square it and yep. then subtract two, you know,
times
you
got. Pi,
exactly. You have kind of like Thursday.
Never understood in my life taking general math. Yeah, it's kind of weird. But now I get what those people, the other people always talk about. You know, they go, well, they have a different work week.
Yeah, it's my Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's our Thursday.
I love it.
I know. And people quit. You know, people on Facebook, yeah, you guys have, everybody has days off. Well, a lot of people do have those days off.
Yeah.
And what are you guys doing? Are you guys going to do this? Are you going to do that? No, we're going to sleep in. And we're going to eat food at a regular time. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, I got to go to Fiji.
My nephew, Mark, and his wife, Liz, flying in today to spend the holiday weekend with us.
And cool.
I said Thursday, Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah.
Detroit taking on Chicago in the Thanksgiving Day morning game.
Yeah.
And I said they play at 9:30. And, of course, they're on the East Coast.
Right.
And they go, 9:30.
What? 9:30?
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. So. My brother's out. My brother Matt's in D.C. And he's so often. It's like, I can't. Did you see the game? No. I couldn't stay up for it.
Oh, last night.
You know?
Yes. The Rams, finally.
Oh, my God.
And who did you pick?
I picked Kansas City.
Well, that's stupid.
Isn't it? Now, had I won or had they won, which I'll tell you, I didn't think they were completely out of it, you know, 150 points in.
Sheesh,
record-setting Monday Night Football game.
Yeah.
Points-wise, yeah.
By the way, they're still scoring.
Crazy, yes, exactly.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the mid-60s. Same for tomorrow, 46 now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh, I predicted it, people. I will tell you when and where.
That's it?
That's it.
All right,
that's
we'll find out more, plus other stories, after Queen, Somebody to Love.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Mike, I know you're a big NCIS fan. Mark Harmon developing a crime drama, a new one for CBS. I don't know when that will be, if that will be next season, but he is developing a new crime drama for CBS. He can't keep doing NCIS forever.
No.
So, you know what? Might as well develop another show.
You gotta move on.
Exactly. So everyone thinks that Black Magic Woman, you know, big Santana song, of course. Not originally done by Santana, though. It was originally done in 1968 by Fleetwood Mac.
Got a black magic woman.
Yeah.
With an entirely different lineup than we know today.
Well, yeah, Mick Fleetwood, of course, John McVie, but Peter Green was the lead singer. He actually wrote the song as well. Now, why do I talk about it? Because it's on the deluxe edition of their 50th anniversary collection. 50 Years Don't Stop It was released this past Friday. And like I say, this was written and sung by Peter Green, who, of course, you know, that was the original Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It sounds the same, just more 60s.
I got to be honest, I didn't know.
No?
I didn't realize.
I did know that, and I don't know why. I think I knew that from way back in the day. But yeah, it's cool. And I mentioned it, people, a long, long time ago, it's finally happening. The Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Their No Filter Tour is coming to U.S. stadiums next year. 13 shows as of now. It kicks off April 20th. At the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida, wraps up June 21st, Soldier Field in Chicago. Now, tickets go on sale November 30th. Remember that, November 30th, 10 a.m. We will put the information on our website so you know. I don't know who's sponsoring this tour or anything
right.
like that. They say a lot of their big shows kind of center around their big hits, of course, and they say that's what it's going to be, but they're sprinkling in some deeper cuts. Like Out of Control, Play with Fire, some hits that you don't always hear, some songs that you don't always hear, which is kind of cool because there are some diehard Stones fans out there who don't want to hear the same stuff.
No Vegas date yet.
No Vegas date. We got We don't have an arena of that size. They'd have to do a few nights probably
to
accommodate.
Well, then I would step up the construction over at Raiders Stadium.
I totally agree. I know. That would be reason enough for me to go to that stadium, because otherwise probably won't be. That is my painfully deep take for this hour, sponsored by Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
96.3 KKLZ. Will you be the one that finds the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock, win $10,000 from the Silverton Casino, and the station playing the hits of the 80s and more? Details a little bit after 7 o'clock this morning. I don't know how many other people have this problem. It seems, according to my wife, Jody, I'm remote challenged.
Huh.
TV remote challenged.
Well, that sucks, you pansy. You're a guy.
Exactly.
Well, especially when it comes to the DVR.
Yeah.
I always try and go to, I don't know how many other people have this problem. I go to 8 to fast forward.
Why on earth would you go to 8?
Because I want to get through it quick, and she goes, you can't handle 8.
That's like gunning it out of your garage. Why are you doing that?
She says,
no one does 8.
Nobody.
In a commercial?
Come on.
No, you go 2 or 3. That's what you go in the commercial.
That is way too slow.
No, you'd be surprised. Do you have the old slow contour or do you have the new contour?
What's the difference?
You can talk in the new one.
Well, no, I have the old one.
Oh, well, for the love of God, you might as well go to 11, because that's just...
You might as well not even have a remote.
No.
You have to get up and change the channel.
Thank you, John. Exactly.
No.
Coming
okay.
from a real man.
Look at you.
You don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Look at you. Brand new car, new remote.
I know. Any hoodle, what do you need from me? Yeah, you got it. That's too fast. That's too fast, because then it's not going to do the bounce back, you know, before the show.
And every time I do it, I go, how far did I go? And I try and rewind. And she goes, well, now we've seen the show.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Sometimes if I've gone too far, I'll just stop it there. And then I'll miss some key element of the show. It's like, oh, wait, what happened? Hold on a second. So,
Anybody else have this problem? Now, she goes, stick to 4 or 6. That's more in your wheelhouse.
But
clearly you cannot handle 8.
I know, because I think your old contour is like 2, 4, 6, 8.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, the
Even
new one
numbers.
Is like 1, 2, 3.
Oh, see.
And 4, but it makes a little more sense. Because, I mean, 4 will take you right halfway through the show in about, 20 seconds. So,
And as a man, you're right. I have the control, and it's a lot of pressure. So I feel pressure on myself.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe Jody should take the remote.
You know what? Fine.
You know
take
what?
The remote,
show them how it's done.
She goes
Jody.
Too slow.
Why don't you show them how it's done?
Set TV in separate rooms.
Or that.
Or that.
Yeah, no, because Mike and Jody are the, they, no.
No, we're they on the couch.
Yes.
Crackers and cheese.
You didn't watch it before me, did you?
702-739-9636.
Did you watch it? No, I didn't watch it. Watch this part. I mean, no.
We have the throw pillows all perfect with the wine and cheese.
Yeah, I'm home all afternoon. Of course I've watched it before you saw it.
Yes!
702-739-9636. Are you in that relationship? He wants to go 8 when you know he's only a 4 or 6.
Yes.
I'd love to hear from you this morning. Talking Heads, burning down the house, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 7:03. By the way, last hour.
Yeah.
People texting in.
Yeah.
And about the remote thing that we were talking about.
Because you're going to 8 on your remote.
When I forward through my DVR, I go up to 8 because I want to go quick.
Right.
And it's almost like a challenge to me.
It's become
a challenge to me.
I get that.
And Jody, my wife's great. You're not an 8. You're a 4, maybe 6 at best.
Yeah.
See, but other people have texted in and said, yes, my husband has the same problem.
Yeah.
He goes way too fast.
Well,
and before you know it, we've missed the whole show.
You guys always think you... Yeah, need a mile when you just need the inch. That's all.
That's it.
And somebody texted in actually and said, oh my, Carla's right. Check out the new contour. It's a little smoother for you. And so it flows a little better. And your 2, 4, 6, 8 will be 1, 2, 3, 4.
But what fun is that?
So, really make more sense?
It's no fun.
No, it really is. I promise you.
I thought I was an 8.
Of course, Kevin said when I was growing up, We all were. Yes. I was my dad's remote. He'd say, get up, go change the channel. There was no going too far.
That's why you had kids. Enough.
Clunk, 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 clunk.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. Today, tomorrow, maybe some high clouds. High in the mid-60s. 46 now. Everything you wanted to know and more about Jingle Bell Rock coming up here in minutes. Yes. Plus, a few things we think you should know. Carla will have that for you after Bon Jovi, and I'll be there for you. We have those tickets to give away for Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
A little bit later on this morning. Yay. 8:40 we'll do that. And we're shifting. We're pushing everything up.
Yes,
because
we are.
Of the short work week. So we're going to do a segment of Thespian Musical Theater today.
Yes.
8:40, Justin Timberlake tickets to give away. Make sure you're listening for that. Here you go. Just a few things we think you should know as you start your Tuesday.
Tuesday, which is kind of like a Thursday, because tomorrow, okay, anyhow.
Yeah.
Listen, so the Chiefs last night, they couldn't pull it off. Here's a little tidbit that
inside
I think you
information.
Might like. Yeah.
Okay.
Back when the Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, was a kid.
Yeah.
Alex Rodriguez said, you know what, kid, stick with baseball. No future in football.
Oh.
So, yeah. Thank you, A-Rod. Thank you so much. So, he's done okay this
well,
kid.
Well, Alex Smith was the quarterback for the Chiefs at the time, so I'm sure he was thinking.
No, Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, Alex Rodriguez,
baseball player.
Oh.
Yeah, because he also played baseball, Patrick, and he said, you know, stick with baseball.
Oh,
not
okay.
A future in football kid.
Wow.
So,
well.
No, I know it. What? Yeah, okay. And listen, speaking of baseball, the most contentious uniform, that would be the Cleveland Indians. They're changing their uniform, and Chief Wahoo is what they called him. Gone.
Gone?
That logo is gone. Yes.
Yeah, you can't
Looks
do that
very
anymore,
much the
so.
Same, just script-wise or font-wise, but mm-hmm. that is gone. And it doesn't matter, you know, what side of the debate you were on mm. that. It's gone now.
Okay.
So the new jerseys were unveiled. They look good. They look really good. Like I say, it's just you probably wouldn't notice it. Because it's the same writing.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
And of course, it's Thanksgiving, and all over Twitter, the ongoing debate, the best pie for Thanksgiving.
Well, that pumpkin?
It seems to be winning. A lot of people like pecan, Mike, and apple. Those are a very close second and third. Yep. Yeah, very close second and third. A lot of people said, I'd do without pumpkin in a heartbeat.
How can you do without pumpkin on Thanksgiving Day?
I don't know, Mike, but yeah, pumpkin, pecan, apple, sweet potato. And chocolate. Those are your top five pies.
Rounding out your top five.
Yes, exactly. Okay, those are your top five.
Thank you.
It is Tuesday, but it seems like a Thursday. A few things you should know.
Hits at the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 7:30. Is this the greatest invention of all or not? Carla thinks she's found it.
I think it is.
All right. Maybe you have a different opinion.
Maybe so.
We'll talk more about this in about 6-7 minutes. It is 7:37. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to in a minute. Hopefully you heard all the details you needed to know about Jingle Bell Rock. First clue is on Monday.
Yeah.
Monday morning, 8 o'clock, we'll have your first clue to help you locate the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Now,
bravo.
We're not going to hide until December 14th.
Right.
So, what we say now is collect all the clues.
Yes.
Put your coordinates together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Figure out a plan.
Yeah, your longitude and latitude.
Map
and all that
pins
stuff.
In it.
Yes, that's right. Your little pins.
And then when the time comes.
Yeah.
Right. Release the hounds.
Scatter. Okay. Scatter.
You know, it's all about Carla's new car right now, John. And I got to sit in it. And
what?
I had to put my feet on the paper and everything else.
Yes.
But she clearly thinks now that seat heaters are the greatest invention of all time.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yes.
They're just amazing. And I have like 1, 2, and 3. I have like high, medium, low.
Yeah.
It's marvelous.
I did this to my brother when he was here.
Oh,
in I think it was August or July. One of the hottest months ever. I had it on.
Yeah.
Had it on high.
Yeah.
Man, it's so hot. Yeah, I had the air on.
I did that in a friend's car during the summer as well.
I thought it was funny.
And
it
I had just gone for a run, too, and was like, oh, my God, I'm not cooling down. What is wrong with me?
What is the greatest invention to you?
Yeah.
Carla,
what's
for
the greatest invention of all time?
It's the heated seats.
Well,
I think they're
pretty darn amazing. I really do. But
okay.
there are some amazing inventions out there.
John, what about you?
And I'm kind of wondering, at least one of the most amazing inventions Yeah. To you, John. Any clue, Mike, to you?
I've got a heated steering wheel in my car, too.
Oh,
I got to tell you that.
What?
Even
seriously?
That eclipses the heated seat.
And he makes the call. I know. Well, he's news, Mike.
So my hands are always cold.
Yeah.
So. See, for me, it would be the microwave. I think that is the greatest invention because you can heat up stuff in mere seconds without bringing out the pots and the pans and everything else. I just think that is.
I will say, and though the heated seats are great, I think one of the greatest inventions of all time, and follow me on this, was the Walkman, because we went from, you know, carrying this big thing. To portable music that I can clip on my belt? Are you kidding me?
Which was the forerunner of what we have today.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. What is the greatest invention of all time in your book? In your book.
Okay, 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. Scorps and Rocky Like a Hurricane, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show. 7:53. Carla just mentioned off the air, she thinks heated seats are like the greatest invention ever.
Man, they are the best.
Now that she has a brand new car with
bells and whistles on my little car.
We asked the question right now, what is to you the best invention ever?
Oh, man. Tommy says best invention ever, Bluetooth, but the heated seats have to be a close second.
Right.
Pat says, this is interesting, especially this time of year. She says it's the turkey cooking bag. Going from cooking the turkey 6 to 8 hours, now cooking it in under 3 hours.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Just because of a brown bag.
I know it. Crawfordsville, Eric is listening. He says cell phone, best invention right there. The smartphone, it's a computer with a phone, a camera, and a Walkman. Right, all in one.
You know what?
There.
He might have a point.
True. It is true. Joanne says the cell phone, going from the huge bag phone. Remember that one in the bag?
Yeah.
Looked like you were in the military out in the field.
Yeah.
And now we have the, you know.
Copy that.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
Lori says the fax machine. At the time, that was pretty cool. I think they're those things that stand out to you.
Yeah. For whatever reason.
Right. Anthony says microwave popcorn. Well, that's okay.
See, that's why I think the microwave, to me, best invention ever.
Right.
Lucille's on the phone. Lucille, what about you?
Second is the microwave. First, for me, is cruise control.
Oh, wow.
Never even thought about that.
I was raised on a shift, stick shift, and then I went to four on the floor, and then I have never got out of the, you know, going super fast and just staying there.
Oh.
So that has saved me a lot of money.
Cruise control is pretty cool. I think about those long trips as a kid. Gosh, if our parents had cruise control then.
And here's a feature that Carla has on her new car. When she gets to a red light, she can push a button, take her foot off the brake, and rest it.
Because it gets to be too much for me at a red light or at the ATM. God forbid I have to leave my foot on the brake, Mike. No, I've had a long morning. I've been up since 2. No, I can't do that. Don't expect that of me.
Lucille, have a great day.
And have a nice Thanksgiving, guys.
By the way, Lucille, give us your Go Knights Go. We got to get them back on the winning track.
Yes.
Oh, Go Knights Go!
Win $10,000 from the Silverton Hotel and KKLZ. Details on how to find Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock coming up very soon. Now, we announced that Monday will be your first set of clues.
Yes.
Bonus clues at the Reward Center. And then, of course, on December 14th, that's when we'll actually hide the rock, collect all the clues, get your coordinates ready.
Right.
Figure something out. Have a plan.
Yeah. Then you all just scatter.
Yeah.
You scatter.
Hoping to win $10,000. And, of course, that $2,500 gift card from Aaron Layla Jewelers.
Nice. Really nice.
That makes for a pretty nice Christmas.
That is awesome.
All right. So we've got that coming up. 8:05. Sunshine today. Going to be nice today, tomorrow, and hopefully over the holiday weekend. They say there's a slight chance of rain on Thursday.
Okay.
Told my wife, Jody.
Whatever.
I said, listen,
there's no... What are you going to be doing? You're going to be inside drinking.
Well... I like to stay outside as much as possible.
Well, you can still stay outside.
That's what I said. It's not going to rain. High in the mid-60s today and tomorrow. It's about 48 now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, she tops Forbes' list of the highest paid females in music.
Going to find out who that is and some other stories after Fleetwood Mac.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Hold on for a second. There you go.
Kylie Jenner says she wants to give her daughter Stormy a normal upbringing.
All right, hold on. Let me do this for the rest of the report. Go ahead. Since you're talking about the Kardashians.
A Jenner Kardashian.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Just wants to give her daughter a normal upbringing. At least that's what Stormy's publicist said that she wants to have. I want to have a totally normal. Real. I love when they come out and say this stuff, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But here's the deal, Jenner Kardashians. Just, you're rich. You're filthy freaking rich.
Right.
Be rich.
There's no way you can do that.
Yeah, exactly. You can't. When you have to say that,
right?
You can't do that.
And it's through somebody else.
Yes, exactly. You can't. Oh, Lordy.
Okay.
I'm so glad you and I have everything figured out, Mike.
We're broke.
Oh, my gosh. Katy Perry. Katy Perry tops Forbes' list of the highest paid women in music. She made $83 million over the past year. Taylor Swift coming in second, $80 million.
Uh-huh.
Now, number three, Beyonce, four, Pink, five, Lady Gaga. Number eight is Helene Fisher.
Who?
Exactly. Apparently, she is huge in Germany. So huge that she made $32 million last year.
Wow.
Helene Fisher. Look her up.
Well, that's what we have to do, then. We have to go to a country where nobody knows us yet.
Yeah, like David Hasselhoff. Uh-huh. And people say, oh, my God, she's absolutely huge in Johannesburg. So, yeah, that's okay. She's huge in South Africa. You have no idea. Uh-huh. They're Mark and Carla.
Yeah.
People eat them up in Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Big.
Yeah. Kazakhstan. One of the stands. I don't know. Yeah. Taylor Swift. So this was big news yesterday all over the place. She, 13 years she's been with her record label. That's mm-hmm. what she's, what is she, 26 or 7, I believe?
Yeah.
It's called Big Machine Records. She signed with Universal Music Group, execs at Big Machine. Quite devastated by this departure because they made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, but they say they'll shake it off. I just had to. Oh, I'm here all week, actually, through just tomorrow. Thank God for all of you. But yeah, so she moved on a bigger label, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll probably make bigger money.
Wow.
And then at some point come out and say, I just want to be normal. I want to just be normal.
I'm just trying to figure out who was the one that had to go to the president of Big Machine and give him the news.
Bob? Bob, are you in your office? Bob?
Because that guy right now is in the fetal position.
No. Who do we still
really?
Have?
Right before the holidays.
Yeah, I know.
Perfect.
We still have John Mayer, right? Oh, great. That's just great. That's my painfully deep take for this hour.
Yeah, those Justin Timberlake tickets to give away. We pushed up Thespian Musical Thursday.
Yes.
To do it today. So.
Like Thursday, that's why.
So we're going to do it today. Chance to win, again, with another segment of Thespian Musical Theater. Do that in about 8 minutes. It's Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok. 8:35. This has been a quite difficult production of Thespian Musical Theater.
Well, we changed it up in honor of the pilgrims or whatever. I don't know.
Is that what we did?
I don't know. No. We just changed it up.
Okay.
We wanted to do a different... we're thespians after all, Mike.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We've got to change it up. Thank you, John. Thank you. John.
It was quite the production when I walked in here.
Yes, well, we had to get the other band.
Yeah, we put other music to it.
The other musician.
Musicians. This is a chance for you to go see Justin Timberlake, Man in the Woods Tour, T-Mobile Arena, Saturday, December 1st, Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Those are where the tickets are from, and so being Tuesday, but our Thursday,
yes,
it's another segment of...
Thespian Musical Theater.
Now, baby, I don't understand why we just can't be lovers. Things are getting way out of hand.
Trying too much, but baby, we can't win. Let it go. If you want me, girl.
What?
Let me know.
I'm down on my knees.
I can't take it anymore.
There you go.
Was I just in the middle of an episode of Hee-Haw? Wow, was this a skit there? What's going on?
Yes, in honor of Roy Clark. How about that this week?
I will tell you this. This is a song Justin Timberlake had something to do with.
Well, yeah, he wasn't. It hasn't just been Justin Timberlake on his own.
All right.
So, you know. Was it a band or a group? Absolutely.
All you have to do is tell us the title of that song those lyrics are from. Text it to us. Text it to us right now along with your name, 702-739-9636. You have a chance to win these tickets for Justin Timberlake at the beginning of December.
You want to give it a go again?
Well, not really, but okay. I will.
I would hope so.
Listen closely. Here it is. With all the work that it took. Here we go. Here it is.
Now, baby, I don't understand why we just can't be lovers. Things are getting way out of hand.
Trying too much, but baby, we can't win. Let it go. If you want me, girl.
What?
Let me know.
I'm down on my knees.
I can't take it anymore.
There you go. All right. Identify that song from those lyrics by title. Along with your name, text it to 702-739-9636. As we always say, good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Justin Timberlake. It's a segment of Thespian Musical Theater.
Now, baby, I don't understand why we just can't be lovers. Things are getting way out of hand.
Trying too much, but baby, we can't win. Let it go. If you want me, girl.
What?
Let me know.
I'm down on my knees.
I can't take it anymore.
All right, there you go. All you have to do is identify by title the name of that song those lyrics are from. And we got Veronica on the phone.
Oh, my God.
How are you?
I'm great now.
Good. Well, we'll find out. Can you tell us the name of that song those lyrics are from?
Tearing Up My Heart.
Yes, done originally by?
NSYNC.
Yes, exactly. Of course, the boy band that Justin Timberlake came from.
I'm going to have to take your word for it. I had no clue what this song was.
Come on, Mike. Come on.
What the hell?
I have a very happy daughter right now.
Oh, I bet.
Today's her birthday.
What's her name?
Jenny.
Jenny, put her on the phone.
Hello.
Jenny.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jenny. Happy birthday to you.
You're going to Justin Timberlake.
Yay.
Is your mom like the best mom ever?
Yes.
You guys are going to have such a good time. This is such a great show. Hang on the line. We got to take down some details. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, can you give us a Go Knights Go?
Go Knights Go.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Oh, by the way, Carla.
Yes, sir.
Big shout out to my cousin Mark and his beautiful wife, Liz. They landed. They're in a cab. They are listening this morning.
Very nice. Well, I'm sorry about that, guys.
In Vegas for the Thanksgiving Day weekend. Glad they made it safe. All right. One out of three people, listen to this. One out of three people are planning to secretly buy themselves something on Black Friday this year and not tell their significant other.
Okay. Oh, whatever.
The average American has about $353 worth of stuff they've bought on past Black Fridays and have hidden from their partner.
You know what? Yesterday was Black Monday for me. Gee. And today's going to be Black Tuesday. Just keep buying now.
Does it matter?
It's for you. Yes, it is. Wrap it up.
Here you go in Wisconsin, just in time for, I guess, the holidays. There are six Burger Kings in Green Bay, Wisconsin, who are rolling out a new burger this weekend. They're calling the Green Bay Whopper. It's one... Well, hold on. It might be more like... Oh. Yeah. It's one burger patty, and 8 slices of cheese.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Now, the burger will be on sale for only a week, so that should be enough time for you to get
it. It's more exciting than their seasons, Ben. Get out of here. Stop it. Okay. I have nothing against the Packers. I just haven't had a good season.
Yeah.
Hey, and typical. So typical.
Typical.
This was in Georgia, Duluth. A police officer stopped a guy for doing 118. Driver told the officer he was speeding because he wanted to test out his new BMW, man.
Oh.
He thought he was only doing 90. You boob. BMW. That's all I have to say. Right there.
In Georgia.
Yeah. That's right. You know what? I was just testing out my new Beamer. That's all. I thought I was doing 90, officer. I'm so sorry. No, you know what, Cletus? You were doing 118. All right, I'm going to have to write you up for that. And get the possum out of your trunk, for the love of God. It ain't Thanksgiving yet. Very popular in the UK.
Yes.
People right here in the U.S. now trying to perfect what they call the KFC cocktail.
Really?
Yes. They want to do this ahead of Thanksgiving, so they got to jump on it Thursday. Uh-huh. It's called a Southern Twist. It's made with bourbon, KFC gravy, dried parsley, brown sugar, lemon, and black pepper. That is what they're drinking in the UK, and we just can't wait to eat it up here. Oh, my God. They're sucking it down in the UK. Lovey, we've got to make ourselves a KFC cocktail. Exactly. You know what, Stormy? Shut up.
Oh, hold on for a second.
Up, Stormy. Yeah. Shut up, Jenner Kardashian.
Woo-hoo.
That's right. Go make me KFC cocktail. Woo-hoo.
Every morning we wrap up the show with a feel-good story and a feature we call
Tell Me Something Good.
Of Boiling Springs, South Carolina, recently shared a photo of her 16-year-old son, Andrew. This was actually a month and a half ago or so. Well, since then, she has publicly thanked her son's classmates and the student council at his high school for asking him to join their lunch table. He ate alone for years.
Oh.
And, yeah, he has a neurological disorder, and people kind of shied away from him. But the student council said, you know what? You guys, let's give this kid a break. You don't even know him. So they started sitting with him, eating lunch with him, and a bunch of other students started sitting with him, and Andrew's a pretty cool kid. And now he's got a ton of friends. They're all eating lunch with him, hanging out.
Yeah.
And he feels really, really good about himself. And mom and dad feel really, really good about these teenagers at his high school. I know. These things just...
Because kids at that age can be so mean.
They're so mean. Might I point out the fact that mom and dad fostered him when he was younger and then ended up adopting him. So, yeah, kids are mean. Especially, 16, Yeah.
That's what I wish I could do. If I had a chance to go back in time, I don't think I was a bad kid. I thought I was a pretty good guy.
Yeah. Well,
but I wish I could have been better.
I was not bad, and I was always in trouble because I was just always messing around. But I was a good kid. I was picked on a lot. So,
but you could have been better.
Well, I could have been better to my parents, actually. What'd you do now? What?
And it's another note.
Yeah. Just sign it. Can you just sign it? Or I'll just sign it as you guys.
That's a great story. All right.
It is.
If you have one, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:38 before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. Carla, I know it's too late for you, but they have auto loans.
Yeah.
Rates as low as 2.49%.
Oh, that's just great.
Visit OpenCCCU.com for details today. All right, just remember, anything you missed on this morning's show, catch up, keep up by downloading a podcast, the condensed version of this show. Flies by like that.
Yeah, it does.
Also has entertainment news, interviews, and more on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Bob Bishop going to fill in again for Wendy Rush. You know, you love that. He's going to keep you company throughout the entire workday. Otherwise, you have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we come back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today. KKLZ.